Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2291. Is Gluten Really the Enemy? By Ashley Ann Laurie of freeformfitness.ca. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, we have a bunch of shows where we narrate articles for you. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all of them. But for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Is Gluten Really the Enemy? By Ashley Ann Laurie of freeformfitness.ca. Somewhere between the fat-free diet and the keto diet was the gluten-free movement. In 2011, Dr. William Davis released the book, Wheat Belly: Lose the Wheat, Lose the Weight, and Find Your Path Back to Health. This was at the peak of the gluten-free craze, as its popularity has been steadily rising from 2004 at a rate of 28%. Many celebrities tried it and began to advocate for its health benefits, with the body transformation champion Khloe Kardashian at the helm. While we all contemplate trying keto or paleo or veganism or whatever diet is the latest trend in the news, we've forgotten about enemy number two, after falsely accused fat, that is. Should we worry about gluten again? Could gluten have suffered the same fate as fats did in the 70s? Where did gluten come from? Gluten is the storage protein of wheat grains. It's a complicated network of proteins and comes in many forms like gliadin, sacchalin, hordene, and avenin. The more common names of these forms would be wheat, rye, barley, and oats. Gluten has been in the human diet for years, and its ability to make a small amount of wheat, water, and salt into a loaf of bread to feed a family with quality nutrients meant that we celebrated this protein. Unfortunately, with the introduction of industrial farming and the shift to using genetically modified seeds, we're now consuming gluten in foods besides bread, and this gluten is not the same gluten of our ancestors. Gluten-free diet, fad or factual? Consuming a gluten-free diet is absolutely essential for individuals with diagnosed celiac disease and non-celiac gluten sensitivity. Celiac disease is actually an autoimmune disorder, meaning the body's immune system will act against the specific tissues in the body. This is incredibly serious and can be life-threatening if it goes undiagnosed. For the rest of the population, those who do not have celiac disease, is the gluten-free diet really everything the diet books tell us? Elephant in the room. Let's get this out of the way right away. Can the gluten-free diet help us to lose unwanted weight? Well, the research is mixed. In studies where they implemented a gluten-free diet for celiac patients, some say that BMI improved and all patients lost weight. Another study looked at patient records from 1991 to 2007 and found that between their first record and their final record, the incidence of obesity in patients almost doubled from 11% to 21%. So which one is it? For both of these studies, the gluten-free diet was being integrated into the life of someone with celiac disease. Going gluten-free then was out of necessity and not for the purpose of weight loss. In fact, the second study mentioned was urging for better nutritional follow-up to ensure that when those with celiac disease switch to a gluten-free diet, they're paying attention to their nutrition and not just eating bags of those chocolate-covered gluten-free pretzels. As with many major dietary changes, an individual's decision to switch to a gluten-free diet may lead to weight loss simply because they are becoming more conscious of what they are eating. So much of the eating we do in a day is unconscious, and so we end up consuming too much, too little, or too much junk. By trying to eat a certain way, people are more likely to make other healthy choices too. Remember, the best diet is the one you stick to. So yes, a gluten-free diet can help you lose weight if the rest of your diet is also getting reevaluated and updated. Other benefits of gluten-free eating. Gluten is found in a lot of foods like soy sauce, beer, licorice, imitation crab meats, canned soups, and malt products. So when someone decides to go gluten-free and they commit to absolutely no foods with gluten, then they will likely begin to eat a more whole food diet. Eating more whole foods means better nutrient density and quality and a more balanced diet. A gluten-free diet can also help those with irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS. The best way to manage IBS is by following a low FODMAP diet, where FODMAP stands for fermentable oligo-dimonosaccharides and polyols. When gluten is consumed, it's easily fermented by the bacteria in the gut, which can lead to painful cramping, bloating, and gastrointestinal problems like diarrhea and constipation. So, if you know you have IBS, then cutting out gluten from your diet may be a good option for you. Can a gluten-free diet be bad for you? In some cases, choosing to go gluten-free can have negative effects. Gluten from crops is also associated with important sources of fiber and iron. So if you go gluten-free and don't seek out suitable alternatives for these, then you could run into health problems. Going gluten-free without a medical reason also limits the variety of food you can consume. Studies have shown that the more restrictive your diet, the greater your chances of having depression. So before you revisit the gluten-free craze, think about what you're really looking for. If weight loss is the goal, then a gluten-free diet could help you get there, but a balanced diet of whole foods can as well. You just listened to the post titled, "Is Gluten Really the Enemy?" by Ashley Ann Laurie of freeformfitness.ca. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. A couple of years ago, a meta-analysis was published looking at the nutritional quality of a gluten-free diet, meaning the study authors wanted to find out whether those that follow a gluten-free diet were getting all of the necessary nutrients each day. Oh, and I should mention that a meta-analysis is where researchers gather a bunch of already published studies and conduct one large analysis on those already published studies. Either way, this is what makes meta-analyses so powerful. So, back to the one that was published about going gluten-free and consuming enough nutrients each day. The authors found that gluten-free diets were usually too low in fiber and low in vitamin D, vitamin B12, and folate. But that wasn't all. It was also low in minerals like iron, zinc, magnesium, and calcium. When they looked at carbs, proteins, and fats, they found gluten-free diets were often higher in saturated and trans fats and higher in simple carbohydrates. So if someone decides to go gluten-free for medical reasons or just to try it out, it's important that the diet is well planned so it doesn't lead to longer-term nutrient deficiencies. All right, that'll do it for today. Don't forget, I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so definitely stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.